What if I told you the biggest block to more sales isn't always your content strategy, isn't always your offer, isn't even the algorithm? It's how much you are holding back because you care about what the wrong people think. If you want to grow, make money, and build real traction online, you have got to stop trying to be liked by everyone and start trying to be unforgettable in your authentic way to the right ones. Because when you do, that is when you will cut through with more ease, connect, compel, and convert. Let's talk about it. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, today's episode is one of those I really need you to hear this in your bones kind of pep talks with strategy thrown in. Because in my DMs, on my calls, even in the quiet corners of the chats that I am having, this keeps coming up. And it is that so many of you are holding yourselves back. You are keeping yourselves small. You are not wanting to put yourself out there and say, I do this and I do it really well. Or you should work with me for this reason, or buy from me for this reason, or here is what I believe on this topic. But the truth is, when you stop caring about what your non-ideal client thinks of your content, your income and impact can start to blow up. We are in an age right now where people are the most authentic they have ever been online. And social media isn't just social media anymore. It is interest media. Your algorithm and your IC's algorithm, your ideal client or customer's algorithm, is trained to literally think like your subconscious. The job of your content is to be your ideal client's mind reader, your ideal client's magnet, and your ideal client's holy heck, this is for me, North Star. Not their neighbors, not your old bosses, not your weird cousin, not the high school mean girl that you are afraid might stalk you even so many years on. It is really about speaking to your people with your full chest in your own unique way. So again, this isn't about being the boldest, the loudest, the most confrontational, the one that triggers people. What this is you being able to be the true you, the one your IC is going to fall in love with and talk about your products, offers, or services with the true love and promotion that they deserve, because you are no longer showing up for anyone except the person that you made this business for. So let's dive in and start to talk about the pep talk first and foremost, and then what you need to do to actually go back and do a reset in case you have been talking to everyone, watering yourself down, and exactly what to do about it. So, pep talk part. The truth of the matter is this. In the state of marketing right now, businesses that try to please everyone end up connecting with no one. But businesses that unapologetically speak to only their dream client or customer, they grow fast, they grow strong, they build trust, traction, and results that truly compound, because every piece of marketing content has that true, authentic, deep, she's the one for me, she gets me, this was made for me, and it's made damn well feeling. And to get to that place, you've got to be okay with some people not liking your content, not liking your brand colors, not liking your message, not liking your story, not liking you. That is okay. It is okay not to be liked by everyone. And when I say liked, I don't even mean that they're going to talk ill of you, that they're going to comment nasty stuff in your account. I literally just mean that they watch your content and scroll going, that's not for me. And you want that to happen, because when people are saying, that's not for me, it means you actually showed what your business is about. Enough for people to say, that's not for me. So other people can say, damn, that is for me. And it's why you've got to stop curating for the people who were never going to buy from you anyway. That mean girl from high school, she's not buying your program. She's not buying your product. And if you keep not wanting to tell your story, not wanting to share your wins, not wanting to share your missteps, not wanting to share your personality, not wanting to actually say this product is amazing and I made it this way with this method or this secret sauce, or because you're afraid of what she will think when she wasn't going to buy anyway, then you are really only hurting two other people, and that is you and your ideal client. And the mean girl from high school, of course, that's just an analogy, and we can put that to any of the reasons that we are shrinking and playing small. But the truth of the matter is that people pleasing is income reducing. Quietening what we truly believe in, who we truly are, what we really want to say about our products or services is income reducing. So every time we reduce our authentic self online, we reduce our growth. And I know it's really hard to hear, but it can also be that wake up call, because the brands that really truly are growing and getting the algorithm's attention and audience's attention and are cutting through the noise are the ones that are being their most authentic self right now and the most magnetic to a very specific person on the other side. And we've covered this so often in this podcast about building trust, about your voice, your vibe, about right now having that personal brand and that business brand and leading into it, about understanding your ideal client. And these are really the strategies and the steps that you want to take, and then being able to truly give yourself full permission to apply it, even when it is scary. Because I was absolutely scared of this when I first stepped into this industry. If I'm really honest with myself, one of the reasons that I put this podcast off so long was because this was another very authentic, scary step to take. And what I want you to hear is that going and doing this scared, stepping into the fact that, yes, so-and-so from high school might laugh at me or send it to other so-and-so mean girl and they'll have a little chuckle about what I'm doing. Or somebody in my industry listening to something and being like, well, I don't agree with that. I would do it a different way. Those things I am sure are happening, but they don't matter truly at all in comparison to what else has happened with me actually feeling the fear and doing it anyway and moving through as my most authentic self, which I'm also currently working on even more so with how I can show up again to another level of authenticity. But what has happened since I've made moves all across my career, every time I have done it, building this business, when I have said, this is scary, but I'm going to do it anyway, my business has boomed. I have been able to live my mission. And two mean girls from high school, like having a chuckle because they have nothing better to do at their time is nothing compared to having hundreds of beautiful women in my DM saying, thank you so much for what you have shared. It has helped me do X, Y, and Z. And anytime those fears come up about this hypothetical mean girl, I just quiet that with the actual meaning that this has brought to my life in other ways, how I feel so lit up. And more than that, how I am achieving my version of success, because I do not believe that I would be able to be as successful as I am experiencing right now, which I pinch myself about every day, if I hadn't actually shown up with a voice, with a vibe, with values, standing for something, showing my personal brand throughout, talking about my products and services and expertise and knowledge in a really ethical and true way, but saying, this is actually really good stuff that can really help you. And I really believe in it. And this is why, and it's backed up by proof. But so many people are hiding all of those things, and they're hiding behind quotes and trends and five basic tips to do X, Y, Z that I could have got off ChatGPT, and not making anyone feel anything because they're worried that if they put that kind of stuff out there, people might feel ill about them in some way, and they don't want that. But then that is stopping all the other people falling in love with them and crossing that line to, you're not just another piece of content on the internet. You are a person or a product that I want in my life, because this goes deeper. So this is a little pep talk element of really looking into your own head and heart and ask yourself, are you shrinking yourself down? And why is that? Are you speaking to your ideal client or your ideal audience? And how could you increase that again? And again, I really want to reiterate, this isn't about getting out there and being controversial or contradictory or bold or big or taking on something that it's not. It is literally giving yourself permission to let your true voice, your true value, your true vibes, your true stories, your true beliefs, your mission, your vision, your actual day-to-day happenings, the things that will help you relate to your ideal audience or client that you might be hiding behind at the moment, to actually connect, compel, and convert with those people. Because every time you hold one of those things back, you are potentially holding back the growth that it would have brought with you. So that's the pep talk element. Let's talk about some of the strategy behind this. So if you are currently feeling like you have been hiding and you want a bit of a refresh, or the other part of this is like, maybe you do want to show up as more you, and yes, there's been a little bit of fear there, so you haven't done the work here, but you actually don't know how you would turn up more, this is the exercise for you. So what I want you to do is imagine that there are two circles and they overlap a little bit in the middle. So kind of like a Venn diagram, but just with two circles. And if you did the personal branding, you know, podcast episode, or you're in the club and you did the personal branding masterclass with me, you will be able to picture this because we did this then as well. But essentially, we've got two circles. In the circle on the left-hand side, I want you to write down everything you know about your ideal client, your ideal audience. I want you to write down their pain points, their desires, their aspirations, their personality, what they act like. Are they shy? Are they introverted? Are they calm? Are they worried? What is their, you know, family dynamic? What are their beliefs? What do they value? All of the things that you know about them, like what are the objections that they have? What are the things that they really desire from your product or service? What are the things that are going to help them buy that when they know those things about that? And then on the other side, I want you to write down all of the things that you know about you and your business, who you are, your voice, your value, your vibe, your beliefs, your mission, your vision, your points of difference, all of the things that you stand for, your origin story of how you got here, what your business is doing right now, all of those types of things. And what I want you to start to look for is how much of this stuff overlaps, how your values are shared values with your ideal client. Stories that you have lived are literally things that your IC might be living right now. You have so many things that you could share around their pain points or their desires. You have these things where you go, oh, you have this thing that you want to make sure that you get from products or services. And my offer exactly caters for that, but I just don't talk about that enough. I've been a little bit shy coming out and saying, hey, my offer does that thing that you do want, or that thing that you don't want. Yeah, that's not in my offer at all. I would never include something like that because I believe in X, Y, Z, just like you do. And what I want you to start to become laser focused on is this area of crossover where they have pain points, you have stories, value, activation, insights, products that help with that, where they have desires and you are the person who can help them achieve that. In order to do that, they need to know why you, your personality, have a connection with you, and you're going to show up and show them those things. You have these values that they share. You have these products or services that they are already wanting a solution for, or if you educate them, activate them, position it, they will want this solution because it literally fixes their pain points and desires. And I want you to become so laser focused on that, that none of the other stuff matters, that you know that you need to show up and tell this story or share this information, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, because your IC care about it. And at the end of the day, that is what is most important to you. And that is what you are going to do. And if you find that when you are doing this exercise that you have difficulty filling those boxes, this is a different thing again. And of course, you still may have this level of fear, and maybe this is why you avoided it. Maybe you're playing it safe, not getting to know your ideal client really deeply, or maybe it's just something you haven't done yet. But if you are having trouble filling these boxes, I really, really, really want you to do the work around that. And one of the ways that you can do that is by going back to episode 9 of this podcast, where I talk about your ideal customer research. And you will hear me say this time and time again, but the strength and success of your business is directly correlated to your understanding of your ideal client. The more you know your ideal client, and the more that you can create marketing messages and offer positioning and, you know, amplify the parts of your personal brand and your business brand that is really going to be magnetic to them, the more successful you will become. But of course, you need to know those things. And this is what we cover in episode 9. So I'm not going to go back through those with you today because there is already a standalone episode made to help you with that. But I want to remind you that that exists if you haven't listened to it before, or if you have to go back and refresh yourself. But there is a little extra something that I have created as well now to go along with that episode. And that is a PDF that actually takes the strategies that I teach in episode 9 and helps you to actually apply them. So to get that PDF and that episode, head to the show notes of this episode. You will find the link to episode 9 as well as the link to this PDF. You can also go straight to my Instagram if you would prefer. I understand sometimes getting to show notes, depending on what platform you're on, can be a few clicks away. So if you want, just head over to one of my Instagrams, either this is Corinda or this is Co, it doesn't matter, and DM me the word I spy, just one word, I spy, and my robot is going to send you this PDF. So you can listen to the podcast episode if you would like, and this PDF is going to show you the exact 3 strategies I use for ideal client desk research, which means not needing to get on calls or interviews with people, which, can I say, is an absolute amazing, amazing, amazing way to get ideal client research done. But I also know that that can take a little bit extra time. Sometimes it's not as easy to do, but it's absolutely worth trying. But this is literally stuff you can go and do today. You can do even just one of these strategies, get a pain point, desire, aspiration, situation, and go straight and create the most compelling piece of content around that topic, because it speaks straight to your ideal client where they are. And so this is something that you can do immediately from your phone, laptop, computer, whatever it might be. So again, show notes for episode 9 and this PDF, or DM me the word iSpy and I will send that over to you. But your mission from here, if you choose to accept it, is to understand who your ideal client is. Understand who you are and where you and your clients overlap in a way that you are able to become laser focused on what they need to hear and give yourself permission to put that out there. And this is just a little something personal that I will add on to the end of this. But if it is weird, Cousin Barry, that you're worried about getting on talking head reels and talking because you know Barry's going to say something weird at the next family barbecue, like, oh, what do you think? You are an influencer or something. Ha, ha, ha. Here's the thing. Hurt people hurt people. The way that people live their lives, you can't change that. If someone has a disposition to be judgy or mean or, you know, look downwards or sideways at others, what I truly believe is they're going to find a way to do that no matter what you are doing with your life. If it wasn't the talking head reel, if it wasn't the business, it would be something different. And at the end of the day, you actually just cannot avoid it in many situations. So I say, get out there, do whatever you want. And so what? If it turns into ammunition for Weird Barry, then at the end of the day, I feel sorrier for Weird Barry that he is spending his life judging others rather than actually getting out there and doing something positive in the world like you are and that you will stay laser focused on. So that's just kind of an insight into how I also traverse these like moments when this stuff comes up. I know that there are obviously nuanced situations that, you know, might require a different approach, but overall, this is really how I try to live my life, staying laser focused on what I want, who I serve, why I exist, and having people around me that will support me in that. And those that don't, just knowing that if it wasn't this, it would likely be something else anyway, and I'm not going to walk around on eggshells forever. So there you have it. Over to you. I really hope that this is giving you a little pep talk if you need it to get out there and grow by being the most authentic you to your amazing audience on the other side that you created this business for. And if you want a little audit, if you want a little pick me up, if you want a little laser focus on who it is that you're talking to, get in, do those exercises, DM me or hit the link. So DM me iSpy or hit the links below, and I'll give you a helping hand as well to get some complete clarity on your ideal audience and those things that are really going to cut through. Until next time, get out there, get seen, loved, selling, and scaling for you without playing it small for anyone else. That's all from me. I'll talk to you next episode. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.